Oh, and by the way, for people who already want to see some of the Map Your Move visuals that are coming in, we've got a bunch of them. We put a couple up on our webpage already to kind of tease this. So you can go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. It's on our scrapbook. And it is not just Friday. It's Follow-Up Friday, where we dig a little deeper into something that came up briefly earlier in the week. In a segment on Tuesday, we talked to Cyril Chagrin, Univision's Executive Vice President of Audience Measurement, Innovation, and Analytics, about Univision's recent poll of Hispanic Americans on the economy, education, and a bunch of other things. A discussion started around the finding that 94% of Hispanic Americans today expect their kids to go to college, even though the reality is that far fewer Hispanic Americans actually go to date. We talked about a pervasive aversion to debt among Latinos and how that might contribute to lower rates of college graduates. And then our guest mentioned that the number one reason people polled didn't go to college is that no one encouraged them to. Here is that clip from Tuesday's show.
In spite of the fact that most of them, or many of them, did not go to college, and interestingly, when asked why they didn't go to college, the largest reason that they did not go to college is no one encouraged them to go. And I think that's why they are encouraging their children not only to go to college, but to succeed.
It is so, so common. It's such a classic story of children not thinking about going to college because no one encourages them to, and so they don't get on that track. And the adults, we could do a whole segment, maybe we should, after that answer in another show, just have people who were the first in their families to go to college talk about who that adult was. And so here is that segment. On Facebook yesterday, before we go to your calls, we asked the same question. Here are some of the responses. Annie wrote, "It was 1965. I had no idea I was smart, but some nuns at my high school told my parents I could apply for scholarships, so I did, and got them. My father told me I could either go to college or have a car. I'm glad I chose college," she writes. Marion says, "I was born in Ireland and came to New York when I was one. I wanted to go to college, but my dad didn't want to send me. He felt education was a waste for a woman. My mom intervened, and off I went to Westchester Community College, 75, then received my BA from Lehman College, 78, and my master's from Iona in 99. One of my English teachers at Westchester Community College really encouraged the women in my class. When I mentioned that my dad felt it was a waste, she replied, 'Education is never a waste.' That has always stuck with me," she says. So let's hear from some of you. If you were the first in your family to go to college, who encouraged you? Who talked you into it? Who put the idea in your head? Liz in Fairfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
So for you?
For me, it was my mother. I don't remember a time when my mother didn't say that I should go to college. And
she didn't go to college. Your dad didn't.
She went to nursing school, and that was pretty edgy for her time. And she regretted that she didn't go to college.
Uh-huh. How did she do it for you? How did she plant it? What did she say?
It was just always out there. It was different. It was several different ways. There was sort of the "you can be anything you want to be" angle, but then she also, from a very young age, my father was a cop, and when I became old enough to worry about that and worry about him getting hurt or something, my mother said to me one time when I was about 9, "Look, I can take care of us if something happens to your father. And that's why you have to get an education. You have to be able to take care of yourself."
Thank you for your call. Anthony in Old Bridge, you're on WNYC. Hi, Anthony.
How you doing?
Good. So are you the first in your family to go to college?
Yes, sir, I am.
How'd you get the idea?
Family situations at the time. My father encouraged me to go to college. Mother and father were divorced, and it just seemed like a good fit at the time. You know, if anyone needed a psychologist, it was definitely my family, I thought. So,
so you're studying psych?
Psychology.
And what did your father do? What did your mother do?
Well, my mother worked in she's the manager of a plumbing company, and my father is a letter carrier in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. And how did they say it? Or you say your dad mostly said it. Did he put it
in? Yeah, he was like, you know, "You need to get an education, Anthony. You know, you don't want to..." As much as he kept on saying, "You don't want to end up like me," it wasn't anything like that. You know, if I could amount to anything like my father, I'd be I'd feel very accomplished. But, you know, I stuck to it. Now I'm applying for my PhD next semester, and it's been a great ride.
Anthony, good luck. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Jerry in South Plainfield, you're on WNYC. You were the first in your family?
Actually, I'm the first generation here, but my two older brothers were the first to go.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to make a point that anybody can inspire you to go to school, because they were both magna cum laude, they were smart. I was the worst, okay? I had no intentions of going to college at all. But I started working for a couple years after high school, and one of my brothers was going to med school. My other brother was going for computer science, and I just said, you know, what am I going to do with my life? They're going. So they were my example. They sat down, and they said, we'll help you, we'll tutor you, we'll get you through it. So I'm just saying that, you know, your brothers, your family, someone has to lead. And if you're young just like me, I was lucky. Because if I didn't have older brothers, I would have never went.
Jerry, thank you very much. 212-433-WNYC. If you were the first in your family to go to college, do this for another just a few minutes till the top of the hour. Who put the idea in your head? Who convinced you to do it? Our lines are full at the moment. As people finish up, you can get in. We hope. Gary in Bedminster. Gary, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello there. The answer to the question was easy for me because I was playing across the street with a friend of mine, Kevin, in Dendel, New Jersey, and the father was a teacher. And he happened to ask us how come the wall clock never lost time. And I had gotten the answer in school, and I said, well, in sixth grade, my teacher told me it was because the cycle per 60 cycle per second is used to time the clock, not the power. And it was the Weights and Measure Bureau in Washington, D.C. that used the cesium atom clock to time those cycle alterations. And he looked at me kind of surprised, and he said, well, what do you plan on doing when you get out of high school in 4 years? And I said, well, I'll probably work in my father's delicatessen. And he said, have you ever thought about going to college? And I said, no, but that was the seed that planted the idea.
How'd you get that scientific about the clock in eighth grade anyway?
A good science teacher.
There you go. The combination of teachers and good parents and neighbors in this case. Gary, thank you. Marie in Wayne, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marie.
Hi. Okay, you asked me the question.
Okay, the question is, were you the first in your family to go to college?
Yes, I was. I am.
And who put the idea in your head?
It was my mother. I'm of Puerto Rican background, and my mother used to read to me a lot as a child. And she used to say, I want to teach you the only thing I know, and when you go to school, you will learn English. So she taught us how to read, write. Every Saturday morning, she would sit with my brothers, my sister, and I, and she would teach us Spanish. And then when we got older, she sent me to with my grandparents to Puerto Rico, and I went to the University of Puerto Rico for about 2 years. Then I went on my own. I worked during the day and went to college at night. And I moved away from home when I was very young.
Was there ever any doubt in your mind that it would be the right thing to do for you?
No, it was always the right thing to do because that she used to tell us that that's the way we are going to make it in this world and be competitive, especially in New York. We were from Brooklyn.
Marie, thank you very much, and congratulations on getting that far. Ramin in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ramin.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What's your story?
Well, I am the first person in my family to go to college, but also I came from overseas. No one has ever left the country to go for education or anything
else. In your family. Where'd you come from?
From Iran.
Uh-huh.
This is the time of the Shah of Iran, before the revolution.
Uh-huh.
And we used to have great number of Hollywood movies and television programs we watched. And it seemed at that time no person would be upwardly mobile or would become modern, or I should say westernized, unless he or she goes to the college. So there was no question. So I saved my money. I had $2,200. After finishing high school, I just got a plane ticket, came to the United States, And in those days, because Vietnam War was on, foreign students could work if they wanted to. And I paid for my education, but
Yes.
Television and movies.
How about that? The great American media machine saying,
that's right,
you can be something.
And I did become something.
Good. Ramin, thank you. Anthony in Fort Lee, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Good morning, Leonard. Actually,
it's
discouraged.
But that's okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's
I'm looking forward to the next show.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. You should listen all day. And John's
actually
on after him. No, you were discouraged from going?
Yeah, actually. And for the most part, they didn't talk about it. And my parents came from Italy, where formal education, where they were from, was not necessarily looked up to. It was more labor, blue-collar stuff. But I was a delivery boy at a local pharmacy in my late teens, and an older woman that was a cashier there just said, oh, you know, why don't you just try one class, Anthony, take one class. And I was like, I don't know. I had the lowest SAT in, like, New Jersey history. I was like, I don't think I'm good, you know, it's not going to work out. But I did it as more of a, you know, she was nagging me, and fast forward, I mean, I went all the way through to my to get my master's.
This is such a great example of how there are a million stories under the sun, because your parents were discouraging you from going to college, but a cashier where you were working put the bug in your head.
Yeah, she was just a constant nag every day at work when I was taking my deliveries. I wanted to just take one class. I took one class, and I didn't think I could do it. I thought I was dumb, there you go.
Did you stay in touch with her? Did you ever go back and thank her? Or
actually, yes. When I got my bachelor's, I delivered to her a check from myself for a few hundred dollars as a gift, and I put it into a card.
Nice.
I knew where she lived. I mailed it to her, and I told her, you know, thank you so much. The one little thing you did really, so people don't know, you know, how much your words can, be fruitful or hurtful, you know, but.
Great story. Nice gesture, too. Thank you. Anthony in Brooklyn, you're going to be the last one here. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. So what's your story?
Well, I am the first one in my family to go to college. I'm born and raised here in the United States. My parents are Dominican. And they decided that, you know, it was time for them to retire and go back home. And, you know, they're getting old. So I went to the military. And I'm a veteran from, the Persian Gulf War from the 90s, the one in 90.
Right.
And I figured when I get out, I probably have a skill, I could get a job, but the job was very difficult to find at that time. And I was actually homeless. I had a little job there making a little bit of money, and I actually used to sleep under the railroads in Borough Park, Brooklyn here.
And we're going to run out of time in half a minute, so who put the bug in your head?
It was one of the guys that used to sleep under the railroad there. His name was Freddie. You know, he was a bum, and he told me, listen, you're a smart kid, man. Why don't you go to school, man? Do something with your life. Don't end up like the rest of us down here. And that stuck in my head, and I'm still going to school now. I'm going for my bachelor's now.
How about that? It can come from your father. It can come from a millionaire. Or it can come from a bum sleeping next to you under the tracks, huh?
Exactly.
God
is great.
Thank you very much. And thanks to all of you for your calls with your stories on who put the idea in your head to be the first in your family to go to college. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.